Second part of Ikur Mishnah Gimel, we're continuing, comparing and contrasting Truma, Maita, and Bikurim. This Mishnah has the things that Yesh Truma or Maita, Masha'en came to Bikurim. Things that are common to Truma and Maita, which do not apply to Bikurim. Truma, Maita, Oishim, et Agoyim. Both, if you have a silo full of grain, and you do not take of Truma or Maita, it's prohibited to eat the grain. Whereas if you do not take off bikurim from your produce, you're allowed to eat the produce. You just have a mitzvah to take off bikurim. Ein lehem shir. Yesh lehem shir. That the truma maitis, you have a limit. Maitis, you only get a tenth. And the truma, you can take off as much as you want, but you have to leave a little bit behind. If you proclaim the entire silo truma, does not take effect. Now, shen kevei bikurim, that's the first, the mishnah that we say every morning. You can make your whole stack of produce into bikurim. Not even for our favorites. Same with the maitis, the rabbanon, I know you in all favorites, whereas bikurim and the rabbanon is only the shiras aminim, the shnei bayis, the lowest shnei bayis. Same with the maitis, I know you the rabbanon, I feel a bit manazeh. Harisin, uba harisin, the chachoyos. Truma to Maitis apply, even if the one who grew it was just a sharecropper, a tweaker, or a tavern, or just a different type of ganoven.
Harei Eilu, Betruma, Uba Maisa, Mashenkin, Bikurim. These halachas apply to Truma and Maisa, and they do not apply to Bikurim.